Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
You listen to Vectus Radio on FM 104.6. I'm very pleased to say that we've got Susie Sheldon on the other end of this line, a.k.a. the Lord Lieutenant of the Isle of Wight, Lady Sheldon, but I can call her Susie because she told me last time when I spoke to her. Hello, Susie. How are you?
Hello, Ian. Really good to speak to you. I hope you're well.
All good this end, yes. Plenty to do, plenty to keep us out of trouble, and I'm hoping you're well as well.
I'm very well, and as I say, one of the things we're going to be talking about is some of the projects to keep people busy at these times, which are quite difficult for those who are locked down without a lot to do. So hopefully we can talk about some of the things they could be doing.
Excellent. And you got in touch a couple of months ago and told me all about looking out from lockdown. Whose idea was that? Because it's awesome.
Well, it was a sort of joint idea. I was talking to Joe Dare from Age UK and Jill Kennett from the West Wight Hub and Rachel Randall from HDP. And we were saying how difficult lockdown must have been for lots of people, but people had turned their hand to doing things and creating things. And we got in through Brian Marriott, we got in touch with Independent Arts, and they have produced this amazing website where people can send in all the things they have been doing during lockdown and also continue to do more things. So that was the idea, to keep everyone occupied, because the second lockdown has been hard, but there has been fantastic take up, and there's some amazing things now being shown on the website of huge variety. I know, Ian, you've looked at it.
I've got it in front of me, Susie. Honestly, I'm really, really excited. When you first told me about it, I thought, what a fantastic idea. This is going to involve just about everyone. It's not just down to music. It's not just down to talking. It's lots of different things. You've got photography, creativity, journals. You've got sound and videos. My favourite is Josh the Juggler. I think he's awesome.
It's absolutely brilliant. And there's a great student who does some dance, a video of her dance. And there's some fantastic crafts as well. There's somebody who's done, I think, crocheted lid for a post box, which I think I've actually seen in Bryston, outside the Bryston Village shop. But there's jams, there's cooking. There's obviously works of art in the traditional way we think of it, so painting and sculptures. But there's also some fantastic carpentry, a couple of beautiful wooden tables, and a tiller for a yacht worked in wood, which is absolutely fantastic. And there's also some youngsters sent in his Duplo creation. I don't know, Duplo, which is the sort of younger children's Lego, which is fantastic. So it's a huge variety. And there is a lot of writing, and I think a lot of people have written a lot during lockdown of their thoughts or creative writing, and some fantastic poetry. I mean, I have got one of the poems off the website which contributed. Would I be allowed to read it to you? Because it just gives a taste of some of the things that are there.
Of course you can. You go for it.
So this is called Spring Lockdown, and it's written by a lady called Mary Lord. Lots of walking gave me time to think and dream. White winter, white snowdrops. Spring will come. Time passes fleetingly. Time is here. Woodpecker drumming, blackbird calling, listen. Wind rising, trees waving, rain, and then the sun. Threatening clouds, get the washing in, thundering hailstorms. Woke to glorious sunshine, happy thoughts far too soon. Black thoughts, damn virus. Where is sleep? Dark thoughts invade my mind. Sweet smelling primroses, cowslips grow nearby. Nature intervenes, ox slept. Slept well, feel good this morning, hopeful for uncertain future. Tiny seeds, so full of promise, sow and water, wait for nature to do her magic. We live in a wonderful place, so much to enjoy, keep walking. Now, I think that's wonderful because it, I think, expresses some of the frustrations of this time but it's still looking forward to the future. And that's one of the things we wanted to emphasise when we started this project.
There's something for everyone here, isn't there? Because I've noticed that it's all ages, so you can get involved. How do we get involved?
Well, if you go to the website, and it's very simple, if you just search Looking Out from Lockdown or Independent Arts, you will find it. There is a link on the Lord Lieutenant's website if you go there. And there's a button you press which says Join In, and it shows you how to enter your creations. And it really can be anything. It could be something, a flower bed you've planted in the garden. It could be some of the things we've been discussing. It could be a novel you've written, although we might not be able to put all of that up on the website. But we are hoping at the end of lockdown, when we can all mix again, to have an exhibition of all these works, a physical exhibition. There's a new gallery for independent arts in Newport, in the old monsoon shop. And the hope would be we'd have an exhibition there. Obviously, some of the things that pictures have been sent in are quite big, so we may have to think about those. And we're also hoping there'll be exhibitions around the island. Various clubs and locations have offered, so we could have a moving exhibition. And we're also hoping that maybe the Literary Festival will incorporate some of this poetry and writing. So it's a real island project. And going forward, we're hoping that people maybe, you know, in old people's homes or in care or living with difficulties can continue to contribute. So it's a living, working exhibition which everybody can take part in. So it's been very exciting how enthusiastically people have partaken in it, and I'm just hoping that people will continue to do so. We still have before we are going to get back to a semblance of normal life. So the more creative input we have, the better. And hopefully we'll have an amazing exhibition where we can all meet in due course.
Do you know, it sounds so, so good. And I think it's just been so good for everybody to get involved in something like this. It really has. I just think, you know, it was very much needed. And it just means that people can just lose themselves in making all sorts of things here and sending it on. I would love to get involved with the literary side of things and offer Vectis Radio services, because we could broadcast everything that was literary. It's very difficult to do photographs on the radio. But the literary, I'm really interested in that, and I'd love to be able to sort of say, right, okay, we're gonna have a day or a couple of shows that are literally just for the literary looking out from lockdown. That would be fantastic.
Well, Ian, that would be wonderful. And maybe some of the music as well. We haven't had all that much music yet, but we'd love to encourage more music as well. But if you support that literary side, would be fantastic. And I just think that there's so much talent and stuff out there that it'd be great to pull it all together. So thank you for your support. It's been brilliant.
No problem at all. I mean, you just mentioned there about, you know, the talents and so on. It never fails to amaze just how much talent there is on this Isle of Wight.
That's right. And a lot of people, I think, are nervous of displaying their talent. You look at the things on the website and you think, oh, they're brilliant. But actually, there's such a variety, and I really encourage everybody to submit what they have done, because there's so much interest in it. And we all have our own talents and do things differently. And as I say, there are range in age from, I think, about 7, certainly well up into the 80s. And there's something from everybody. So have the confidence to submit what you have done during lockdown. And it'll be wonderful to see it.
Is it free to enter? Is there an age group? And how long have we got to keep loading things on?
It's totally free. It is, we might, when we come to do an exhibition, we might divide it into sections. And I think there's a possibility that some of the schools have got very involved in this, and they may do their own sort of school exhibition. But it's not a competition. It is purely sharing your creations with everybody else on the island and being part of this community of creative people.
Fantastic. I mean, congratulations to you and Independent Arts as well, and anybody else that's involved with this, and people that have actually contributed as well. I say it again, I think it's been an absolutely awesome idea, and it's just got people thinking and people not thinking about COVID and so on and so forth. And I think it's just given people something to do. And by way of doing that, you find out that you've got incredible talents right under your nose, and it's fabulous.
Well, that's right. And of course, Independent Arts does the most, it's a charity which takes, you know, art and music into care homes, etc. That's part of its normal remit, which it's been unable to do physically over the last X months, but is now doing this fantastic job of widening that whole remit and bringing everything in, which I think is brilliant. They have been really supportive and done a fantastic job.
So I'm going to tell everybody, look, check out this website because it's brilliant. Just go, just type in isolationgallery.com and look out for Juggling Jay. He's awesome. His eyes don't move and he's doing all this fantastic juggling and his eyes don't move and it's fantastic. It really is.
It's really fun. And Ian, thank you for your support.
No problem at all. It's great to talk to you, Susie. Take good care of yourself.
Same to you.